Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Join your host, Leilani Graham, along with special guests every Tuesday as they delve deep into the world of spirituality. From holistic health and wellness to cosmic evolution, vibrational physics, and everything in between. Let's work together to reach our own empowered greatness. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Aloha and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, Leilani Graham. Our call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. Again, that call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. I would like to thank all of our listeners for inviting us into your home on a Tuesday evening, and that you guys have been showing us so much love and support. And I want to take a moment to really thank each and every one of you. For all those who are tuning in, that are sitting on our switchboard, along with the people that have joined us in our chat room, it's an honor to be in all of your presence. But tonight I'm excited because we're going to cover quite a bit of topic on what's been going on. I'm sure many of you have been really reaping the observation within your lives and also in our outer reality. So we are going to touch on that as well because it's extremely important for all of us and to help each other as we support, as we continue navigating into the 5D reality. So it's an exciting time for each and every one of us. Many of you have been dedicated and committed to yourselves and doing the work so that you were prepared for the total solar eclipse shift. And of course, there were many other shifts and so forth. Matter of fact, yesterday we had another shift. Anyway, behind the scenes, I was talking to Anne, our guest for this evening. I had sent her pictures of actual photographs taken right here in Arizona in broad daylight of the actual sacred geometry light encodements that has been flooding our planet. That each and every one of us are receiving those particular downloads. What's really profound as I was observing these pictures, they were shared with me yesterday, and I so wanted to put them on the player so that you guys could all witness the actual encodements as they've been flooding the planet. But putting that aside, it's one thing to talk about it and hear it and so forth, but it takes us to another whole level when we can actually physically see it with our very own eyes. I'm actually noticing when I'm looking at the sky, the colors, the iridescent colors that have been flooded onto this planet along with those encodements. And if you guys just kind of relax your eyes, you'll actually be able to see the hues of the magenta, the Divine Mother's energy, along with lighter pinks and purples and blues and greens. And I mean, it's just so fantastic. As a matter of fact, one of the pictures that I had shared with our guests for this evening was the actual, you guys are going to love this, okay? Because it came in looking as the shape of an egg, okay? And it's brilliant metallic gold, and it has these rays radiating from this. Now, you may be sitting there going, well, what is that all about? And what I was told by the Ascended Masters is that this is the golden era. It was literally being anchored right here on the planet the day of the total solar eclipse. And as it anchored itself into the physical plane, those rays were being spread out and wrapping itself around the entire globe. Okay. What does that mean for humanity? Freedom, wealth, prosperity, true freedom. Okay. Many of you will start to meet your tribe members along with coming in and out, well, out and in to newer relationships. And it's not just about love. It's also about bringing in new people that are very much involved with your tribe soul. But we're going to kind of do a deep dive in that area once we get Anne on. But please allow me to share a bit of information about her background for those that are just tuning in for the first time onto the show. And what I'd like to share at this moment is Anne concentrated her early studies in anthropology and obtained multiple graduate degrees in both psychology and metaphysics. In her previous professional career, both in business and as a licensed therapy, the realm of spirit called her forward to make major changes to explore other healing modalities along with the path of personal growth. Sharing her knowledge with others, it was then that Reverend Taylor plunged into an in-depth study of consciousness, which she has practiced. She's also a certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master, ordained minister with the Church of Inner Light. She's also extremely well known as a psychic medium, intuitive healer, teacher, and personal spiritual coach. So without further delay, let's all give Anne a warm welcome to the show. Aloha, Anne.
Aloha, Leilani. Thank you so much. It's always a delightful pleasure to be here, and I'm looking forward to connecting with our audience tonight and talking about what's going on in the universe and sharing the information. And thank you so much for allowing me to be a guest. I really am honored.
Well, you're more than a guest. You know that, right?
Yes.
I sure hope so, because you and I would have to have a conversation behind the scenes. But before we dive, we do a deep dive. If you would do the honors this evening is to share your contact information with all of our listeners if they would like to reach out and have a one-on-one with you.
Yeah, absolutely. My email is A like Apple, M like Mother, T like Taylor, 9900@icloud.com. And if you write me, make sure you put reading or radio show in the subject line, because I get hundreds of emails a day and I like to make sure I can distinguish those emails. So again, it's AMT9900@icloud.com.
I thank you, Anne, for that. And also the information I'd like to share further in Anne's background is she is known across the globe, ranging from celebrities to media executives, corporate leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and anyone interested in their personal spiritual growth. She channels new spiritual knowledge, personal and specific, to each client, intuitively interprets it in a useful and straightforward manner throughout her transformational guidance and coaching. And you know, Anne, I have to say, you're all about that.
Oh, that's my commitment to the planet.
Absolutely. You know what? One of my and yes, I know that to be an absolute truth. I've watched, well, you and I have kind of grown up together.
Yeah, right.
We really, truly have. And, you know, I've watched you throughout the years, you know, and you've been steadfast in being the support in the well-being of humanity across the globe, as, you know, your bio mentions. But what's really interesting is that, you know, from so many decades and years, we could go on and on and on about that, you know, to siphon through, excuse me, take over for a second.
Well,
sorry about that.
No worries. Yeah, I know. We've all been doing that. It's kind of been going around, some sort of respiratory, not ill, not at all, but some sort of respiratory thing that catches our voices. I don't know whether it's smog or something else, but anyway.
Well, my understanding, too, is that it's been opening up further the throat chakra. Of course, the lower, middle, and higher heart as well. But before we dive into that, you know, one of the things that I really took note when it came to you as you interacted with clients is you have substance to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's very refreshing because, you know, I used to tell my husband when he was here on the plane, on the planet, you know, if you want, excuse me, everyone, for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you want someone to blow smoke up you know where, all you got to do is jump in your car and just head out. Because the moment you hit the stop sign, you can get all of that all day long. And so it's really refreshing to come with people that are realistic, use basic common sense, to being directly connected with the higher level of wisdom and knowledge to where you are able to translate that in real time for the people that you work with to where they are able to easily, well, for most, easily able to implement that in their lives. You know, we can get readings all day long, but it's another matter where, you know, you have enough to work with where you go, ah, okay, I get this. So it would behoove me to go this direction, maybe entertain this, might be for my better well-being, and et cetera. And you've had real clients that have had great success.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't think I've ever really truly brought that to the table with you. And it's not because I know you. It's because what I have observed from you.
Thank you, Leilani.
And I wanted to truly bring that to the table tonight and recognize you because you've earned it.
Thank you. You know, I take my work very seriously. It's my spiritual commitment to the planet. And my job is to download the information from, you know, higher ethers, higher spiritual planes, higher frequencies into this realm, which I call the 3D realm, and to give people the most information I can that will help each of us get through whatever situation or time or environment we find ourselves. And I'm deeply committed to spiritual consciousness, and I'm also very pragmatic. You know, it has to work. You know
well,
what I mean?
that's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you really do deliver that. And, you know, you're not, you kind of, and I don't mean any disrespect at any level when I say this, but there's a, you stand apart.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I've always been a little different.
Haven't we all?
True. Yes, I think everybody can identify with that, right? Thank
yes.
you. I love the work. I love what I do, and I love what we do, and that we collectively do with our spiritual family. It's the reason for being, literally.
Well, and that is correct. And you know, you've known me long enough. You either got it or you don't.
Right.
And I'm
Absolutely.
Not a person that I'm going to pull any punches with you if you have it. Let you and I sit down and have a conversation. If you don't have it, move on, please.
Right. And everybody gets to learn at their own pace.
That's right. And so, you know, I've been a little gun shy through the years of really saying what my heart felt about you and what
Thank
I have
you.
Observed throughout the years, have firsthand observed your work. And so I just felt like the time is now to really recognize that with you. And I do apologize if I haven't done that in the past, but you know, sometimes oh, so what you tried to sell us today? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, and yeah. Everybody needs to be, you know, discerning and discriminating and educated about what's out there and what feels true and from the heart and authentic from the soul and what feels like, I believe Alice Bailey called it glamour,
yeah.
Which is sort of, you know, glitz and, you know, baubles and a lot of bling, but no substance. So, you know, we're all working towards higher consciousness.
And I'm going to go float in the ozone somewhere.
Exactly. And there's a lot of floaters, and that's okay. Like I said, everybody gets to learn what they need to learn in their own time. And it doesn't have to be in this lifetime. It can be in the next 2,000 lifetimes. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because there's no time, but, you know.
Well, I had a friend come and visit with me yesterday afternoon. And I so enjoyed having her with me. And we hadn't seen each other for about 7 years.
Wow.
So it was a real treat for me and for her, too. It was very apparent that we had missed each other. And it was almost, you know, being with her, it was very apparent to me that we had not skipped a beat.
That's nice, isn't it?
Very. Very nice. And of course, she was the one who shared all those pictures of the lighting codements that was, you know, flooding the planet, which I was just blown away. I mean, literally blown away with them. And I understood exactly what I was looking at because I actually see the codes myself. And matter of fact, I was telling her yesterday, I said, you know, it's interesting because when I go to bed at night, I'll lay there before I roll over to go to sleep. And one particular night I watched like it was a screen that just opened itself up. And I told her, I said, I kept seeing like a computer screen of 01010 runs. And it was going all the way across the screen, but they were going really fast.
Wow.
And she said, oh, so you were receiving downloads to the universal knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like she just kind of leaned forward and in a very soft, almost whispery voice said that to me. And it never occurred to me that that's what was going on. And it was like, duh, that's why they showed up in my bedroom.
That's right. Yeah. That's why those beings are hanging out at your house.
And so the whole point of kind of starting the show this way tonight, because I never know how I'm going to handle a show. I just
right.
come in and I allow it to flow.
Right.
And so it goes hand in hand tonight, Anne, with all the shifts and all the light, higher frequencies flooding the planet, all the purging that's going on, all the encodements that are being downloaded into humanity.
Right. Tons.
Real changes are happening.
Right. Absolutely. Big time on the planet. The frequencies are shifting as we speak, and it's intense energy. And for a lot of people who are aware of it, it's affecting our physiology, our mental state, our emotional bodies, everything. And it's great. It's great what's happening. But it's like any kind of change. It's always a shock, and it's always an adjustment.
It's so true. And, you know, like how you and I were talking behind the scenes about I feel tired all the time.
Yes. Yes, there's an exhaustion factor. I was speaking to a couple of other friends of mine who were, you know, in the same line of work, and we were all talking. It's like I was energized by the solar eclipse. I was excited and energized and felt a unification of the globe and the global energy. And a couple of days afterwards, I was talking to some friends of mine, and I said, oh, my God, we felt that too. But then for 2 days afterwards, we were just exhausted. You know, we just had to lie down and rest, you know. I said, yeah, it helped. You know, there's an element of adjustment that we need to honor and to be aware of.
Well, you know, what the masters had showed me, because I was going, am I sick? Is there something going on with me? This is so out of my character, because as you know, I'm a shaker and a mover. I make big things happen. Mm-hmm. And I have the energy that backs that up.
Right.
And you know, it's just like today, I got up tired. I felt like my face decided it wasn't going to join me today. I had a lot on my plate to get done. And I mean, I literally had to force myself to get those things taken care of. But at the same time, I knew to go and rest. And it's important for all of us, okay? I know many of you are probably holding jobs. It's not like you can say, hey, boss, I'm going to be back in an hour. I'm going to go take a nap.
Would that we had jobs like that. Wouldn't that be great? Absolutely. It would be nice if there were a little bit more of a rhythm to our work life. And it's really important to find that time to just have a moment to chill out, have a moment to connect with God. Goddess energy. Have a moment to be in your own consciousness and not have any demands and stress and, you know, people pulling at you or demanding from you. And we have to find that time, even if it's 10 minutes somewhere, we have to find that time for ourselves. You know, if you can't take a nap, take a 10-minute break and sit in your car and just go meditate for a moment or focus on your breath. But find the time to chill, you know, to wind down, chill out, connect with spiritual consciousness, and then move into your day. And it's amazing, Leilani, you know this, we both do it. From doing that kind of activity, you're energized and you have a new level of energy that helps you get through the rest of the day or the rest of your commitments and activities, whatever they are. So two things are important right now. Breathing, doing that sort of activity once a day, and sleeping enough, because people aren't doing that either, and we're all, you know, being pushed and shoved by these various energies that are not uprooting, but certainly affecting our lives. So I think this is a real valuable discussion for people to also hear that, you know, you're not the only one out there if you're feeling stressed and tired and, you know, kind of at the end of your rope thinking, I can't do any more. You know, how much more can I handle?
That's right. Even I feel that way a lot of times. You know, I found myself working throughout the weekend. And I mean, matter of fact, I started at 9 o'clock my time working on a Saturday.
Right.
I didn't finish my work until 9:30 that evening. And I stayed with it all day long. But I was getting up and down, you know, like I would work maybe a couple of hours and then I would get up and go outside, walk around my yard just to get my body moving and decompressing from the work I was actually doing. And then once I was able to recapture, you know, my strength, then I would come back in and do more work. And by the time I finished that night, I only had two left that I needed to get done. And I thought, well, that's okay. Tomorrow's a new day. Now, of course, I had to push myself to get through that day to get all that work done, because many of you are probably feeling like you're just keeping your head above water. You can't seem to keep up with everything that's around you. And I'm sure, and you recall me saying many a times on air, it's time for us to simplify our lives as much as we can, to let go of all the clutter, to find different ways of organization and making it simple. You know, like I can go through my house from dusting, mopping, vacuuming, doing laundry, all of that stuff within an hour and a half, sometimes even just an hour. And I mean, full on cleaning both bathrooms, kitchen, you name it, I'm doing it. And that's because I'm constantly maintaining it. But the key for me is I took the time out to simplify my life, knowing that I would be extremely busy once I got more involved with radio and all that stuff, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And simplification is the is one of the great tools of spiritual awareness. You know, keep it simple. Keep it really clear. Keep it really clean. Whatever you're doing, whatever we're doing together, eliminate the clutter on every level, mental, physical, emotional. Eliminate the clutter. Get very clear.
And this is important. And this is going to be a daily thing for many of us, okay? And what else I'm noticing, too, and from, you know, personally in my life, is I've been making, interestingly, subtle changes. My certain foods that I'm eating has changed. I've switched over to this type of eating, to I've incorporated other natural herbs into what I'm doing.
Right. That is so important. I'm so glad you brought that up, Leilani, because we really have to be aware of what's in our environment and what's in our food, what's in the actual food chain, what's in the water, to the best degree we can get it as pure as possible.
Yes,
it's important,
absolutely.
Because there's a lot of stuff out there that's in the food and the water and the atmosphere that shouldn't be, not fit for human consumption, and it's dangerous for us. Our DNA is not designed to acclimate to that. So it's very important that we keep things as pure as possible. You know, when possible, and it's always, for some reason I don't understand, you know, why is organic more expensive than the stuff they pour chemicals into? But, you know, there it is. It's more expensive. But eat less of it and buy organic. You know,
either that
pure...
or start, you know, growing. I apologize for interrupting you like that. And but as simple as, is it time for me to, if you have the means, to start growing your own food?
If you can. I mean, hydroponics works. You can do little tiny hydroponics pots in your apartment. I mean, that, you know, you can grow a lot of things in a tiny space hydroponically. And there's some companies that produce, you know, little gardens for your kitchen table that work pretty well. And you can grow vegetables and, you know, things that are healthy that way. But yeah, anything. I mean, whatever works. I remember meeting some friends of mine who were from another country. They were from an African country. And when they got here, they said, "Where does everybody grow their food?" And I said, "Well, pretty much not, you know." And they said, "Well, everyone where we come from has a little spot of ground, and that's where you grow your food." I thought, "Well, that's a fabulous idea. I'm not a great gardener, but I think it's a wonderful thing if you can just grow some lettuce and some zucchini if you can, you know, whatever is possible." But again, there are technologies that are new and wonderful that provide for literally being able to grow food in your own kitchen, which is pretty fun.
Which, you know, brings to mind, you know, my next day neighbor is a great example, because what she's done, she's growing watermelon, corn, squash, peppers, tomatoes, onions, all these different things. But what she did is incorporated it within her other plants, within her own landscaping. So
wow,
it looks like a part of you know, her design of her landscape, and she's growing vegetables there. You know what I mean? And so the other plants just kind of hide the fact that she's actually growing all her own food.
That's fantastic. That's really creative.
It's fantastic. I mean, she's got green onions, even garlic and ginger and all those kinds of things. And when she needs them, she just goes out in her landscape and gets what she needs and goes back in the house. She came over one day and said, "Leilani, do you have a moment?" And I said, "Sure, a moment." And she goes, she brought over 20 bags that were already frozen of tomatoes that she had processed, because she had such an abundance of it. And she said, "Now, if you put 8 cups of water in it," she said, "you'll have an amazing tomato soup."
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, and we can all learn from folks like that, you know, to start doing things on just a tiny scale, whatever we can do, you know, whatever you can do in a pot.
That's right. You know, she's got fruit trees. I have fruit trees. And I always get an abundance. My trees just bless me with an abundance of what we call the Arizona oranges, which is very difficult nowadays to actually find. And when you pick them and eat them, they're just so naturally sweet. Not a sweet to where you go, oh, my gosh, is you want more of the of an orange. And so the other day I incorporated a peach tree. And now my peaches on the peach tree are a size of a baseball now.
Oh my goodness. That's
and when
amazing.
I bought them, they were small like peas.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, it's possible to connect with nature and to do things that are so enhancing for our lives in tiny steps, little tiny steps. Just, you know, plant something.
Yeah.
Talk to it. Nurture it. Love it.
And I'm sure our listeners are going, okay, why are we talking about growing our own food and blah, blah, blah? Well, have you ever, when you go to the grocery store, I can remember what a real tomato tasted like.
Yes.
I can remember
yes.
what a squash tastes like. And
it's different.
It's very different today in our stores. And so growing your own stuff, and what's in, okay, so the human body, let me just back up here for a moment. The human body is designed to where you intake food. It actually reads the DNA of the food you're intaking. Okay?
Absolutely.
And it recognizes that particular DNA of that particular food item. And if
right.
we start playing with things and then we're eating it, and this is part of the reason why we have problems with our physical weight. Because
oh, yeah.
the body says, well, wait a minute. I don't recognize these last two codes within this DNA of what you just put into your body. So what do I do with this? So what it starts doing is it because it doesn't know what to do with and process it like it would naturally do so, it dumps it into your body as waste and hence extra.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plus, the nutrients have been removed from a lot of the food and the body's trying to absorb nutrients from food and it can't get any nutrients, and so it looks for more food because it's hoping to get nutrients. So when you eat empty food, the body is inclined to want to eat excuse me more because it's trying to suck out the nutrients that aren't there. So it's a terrible process that's going on, and we've denatured a lot of the stuff commercially, so it's dangerous for us.
So the you know masters are saying, Say this. I love that. They always want to get in the act of everything. You guys sit over there and be quiet. Anyway, I'm just messing with them. They know that. They know. We do this back and forth all the time anyway. Thank God none of my neighbors knows what goes on inside of my house, because I promise you they'd be putting me in a straitjacket and hauling me off. But what they were bringing my attention to is that real food has real high energy. It carries
Absolutely.
A high frequency.
Absolutely.
So,
and you can feel it. You can literally feel it.
Oh,
I mean, there's a lot of difference between a fast food meal that isn't very nutritious and some homegrown fabulous food that's been prepared with love and has high frequency. You can feel that difference.
That's absolutely correct. So they're saying to me, if you are eating natural foods with a higher frequency, and this is important for where we are in our, as we continue navigating in these higher frequencies, higher frequency supports higher frequency.
Right. Absolutely.
so it becomes a match and it supports the physical body versus counteracting each other, fighting against each other, right?
Right, right.
It's fascinating as heck. And, of course, I've known this stuff for years, but here we are, Anne. It's real.
Yes, it's real. It's very real. And that brings us around to the whole quality of our spiritual consciousness in our existence. We want to be in higher frequency energy. We want to emanate that frequency to our fellow beings. We want to walk in that path. The highest frequency is love. It's the highest frequency in the cosmos. And so we want to walk in that frequency. And it's reflected in everything we do, in our food, in our water, in our activities, in our relationships to people and loved ones and friends and strangers and everything right up to our relationship with God consciousness. It's reflected through every single atom in the universe.
Yes.
And so the more we can be in a higher frequency, the better off we all are, all of us, because we affect each other and the atmosphere and the environment and therefore the planet. So, you know, we're talking about eating organic food. But the reason we're talking about it is because it relates to frequency. And
you can eat
grass and nuts for the rest of your life, and it doesn't have to be organic, and you'd be okay too. So, you know, it depends on what frequency you're carrying. You know, I once had some of the gurus I've known and worked with over time say to me, well, you know, you could eat poison and you know, work with it and detoxify it through your body. And because of the higher energy that a certain kind of person might carry, they could work with that frequency to transform it and transmute it into a higher energy plane. But I don't know that I got that skill. You know what I mean? And I'm not sure everybody else on the planet has that skill. I think a few gurus and wise masters might know how to do that. So I'm not going to eat poison to prove it. But the higher the frequency that you ingest and the higher the frequency that you surround ourselves with, the better off we all are.
That's right. And, you know, switching gears here real quick.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What was also coming to mind is also, because I kind of want to make sure we touch on this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of changes are happening in our personal lives. People,
absolutely,
places, and situations are coming to the surface.
Definitely.
Friendships that we've had long term, all of a sudden, they're going a different direction.
Right.
For whatever reason, sometimes the catalyst can be, okay, we didn't meet eye to eye, we get angry at someone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We could, you know, add all kinds of equations in there, or a situation will arise and you're going,
yeah,
oh gosh, really? I don't want to have to deal with this.
Right.
And
right.
What's fascinating over this, and it finally came to me today. It always takes me a moment, everyone, okay? I'll admit to it. And I was and of course, you know, I was going through changes a while back, okay? As you know, Anne.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, all of a sudden, my heart just exploded with joy, and I was genuinely happy. And I was sitting on the sofa and I went, I had a light bulb moment. And I went, I was finding myself celebrating over all the changes that have transpired in my life, realizing that it had to leave my life because it was no longer supporting my foundation of my well-being. And it was opening up that space for me to allow my tribe members to start coming in, to other really wonderful things flowing into my life. And that's exactly what has been happening, everybody.
Yes, definitely. And it's happening to everyone, Leilani. That's exactly right. Everybody, because of the shift and the transformation that's occurring on the planet, things fall away that are no longer necessary, or things that are complete maybe, you know, dissipate in your life, and other things make themselves known. And part of what we're coping with now is that structures which no longer serve humanity are being dissolved. And that's a difficult thing to experience because we're not prepared for that some of the time. But everything is in transformation. Everything.
And, you know, and we've spent our, you know, many broadcasts talking about, you know, the old era was going to collapse. We'd see many businesses collapsing. We'd see this happening and so forth. And it's still doing that, okay, everybody? It really is. But what I think I failed to do was connecting the dots that it would also be a part of that collapse within, because once the old era started to collapse, that meant anything that was at that timeline in our personal lives was collapsing as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, and that's a really wonderful thing to point out so that people understand. So that your life's not falling apart, it's actually moving in a direction to come more together.
And
it feels strange.
And furthermore, what they were saying to me today about that too is to get us on that new path of our life journey on where we were truly was supposed to be traveling on.
Right.
Because all our lessons from the old era was completed. It was done. It's over with. It has expired.
Right. That sell-by date has come and gone.
It has come and gone. And now they're as we continue integrating the higher frequencies, we are dropping the things that will inhibit us from being on our true divine path.
Right.
And so now more and more of us are actually on that direction now. I was just told that recently. Oh, Leilani, you're actually doing what you came here to do.
Yes, right.
And that was like a breath of fresh air for me. I was going, really? You think so? Oh, I'm telling you, that's what I'm seeing. You're actually doing what you came here on this planet to do.
And sometimes it takes a whole lot of years to get to that point.
God,
right?
Yes.
Or
did you have to go there?
You know, it's what I laughingly call, and this, a lot of people out there will appreciate this, it's what, you know, you work really hard for 30 years, 40 years, whatever it is, however many years, and people will say, oh, it was an overnight success. Look at that. It's like, yeah, the past couple of decades was part of that overnight success, right? You work, you don't know why, you're not sure what direction, you hope you're going in the right direction, you try to do the right thing, you focus your energy, and lo and behold, decades later, you go, this is the purpose, this is the point, this is what I came to the planet to do. Everybody doesn't always get that awareness, but when you have that awareness, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly a blessing.
So many of you are going to find that you're very tuned in with now that we're on this side of things.
Right.
All of a sudden, you just will know information, and you're going to, I mean, matter of fact, last week, something came out of my mouth. It even surprised the heck out of me, and I went, whoa, where did that come from?
Mm.
And I was right on target.
Mm.
And I
Perfect.
Thought, this is really cool. And then that happened to me again yesterday. It was like, you know, somebody had turned the dial.
Wow.
And it just came flooding in. So many of you may find and have those experiences. You may feel a lot of throbbing on your third eye. That's telling you that you're third eye is opening up. You may feel pressure on the top of your crown. That's you receiving downloads that are being integrated into your physical. So you may have a lot of sensations with the physical body. Sometimes they can express themselves like, oh my gosh, like I had to make a special an appointment for a client of mine because she's having a lot of lower back pain. And she said, I don't understand. You know, you were able to fix that, and I was pain-free, and now all of a sudden it just came back. I understand the catalyst behind it, okay? But you may, the whole point of bringing this to the plate is we're going to feel those sensations. So the body is adjusting accordingly to the higher frequencies, so we need to recognize, okay, this is the lower frequency that is being released so that it can be healed and move on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I tell you what, Anne, as a matter of fact, my girlfriend that came to visit me yesterday, she said to me, she said, Leilani, you've worked all your life. And I went, yep, since I've been 14 years old. And she said, because we were, I was talking about buying some property in Belize, and she said, wouldn't that be nice? And then you can sit on the beach, go diving, because I used to dive a lot in Hawaii, and she said, and you can go play in the waterfalls. I said, girl, I'm not there yet.
Right. Got work to do.
Going hiking and so forth. And I was going, oh, my God. I mean, that now you're talking my story because I'm all about all of that. But Anne and I were hoping to achieve with all of you tonight is to touch on these areas to help you guys to understand further, even we've discussed some of these things in the past broadcast. You know, we don't always, even I sometimes forget, okay?
And it's easy to forget. Yeah. Easy. Get sucked into the, what I call the 3D world. You get sucked into everyday life. You get sucked into all the errands and demands and stuff and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we forget. So it's really important to verify and validate all of this with each other, with our spirit family, and remind each other that, yes, this is accurate. This is what's happening. This is what we're going through. This is what we're experiencing. And it's collective. Nobody's in isolation. Nobody's out there alone suffering, even
That's
though
right.
sometimes it might feel like that, and I understand that consciousness. But, in fact, everybody's united on the planet, and we're making it through this transformation together.
That's right. And one of the areas that I want to really emphasize to all of you, okay, is really, truly let go of any guilt or I had a misunderstanding with so-and-so and da-da-da and da-da-da, okay? It's gone. It's over.
Oh,
It's so important for all of us to give people and places and situations the room, the space to figure things out. Because if we're purging, you know everybody else is purging. And they're, you know, if they don't always have the necessary tool sets and understanding, it may take them a little while to come out of that fog, so to speak, because I like to call it, I reference it as the fog, because that's how it feels like for me sometimes. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right, right.
And then all of a sudden it opens up, and here comes the sun flooding in. Ta! I'm having a moment. Anyway, I hope you guys got the gist of this. Anne, is there any other area that we may not necessarily have touched on that might be prevalent to the listeners? Because I know we're all going, you know, and we call this ascension symptoms, okay? So if you hear that term, you understand what that all truly means. Not to insinuate you guys don't understand that. But I wanted to give you a chance to and to maybe touch on things that I may not have necessarily thought to bring to the table this evening.
Gosh, Leilani, I don't think you left anything out. I think we did a pretty thorough job of covering a lot of what's going on. And I'm glad you mentioned ascension, because we are ascending into a higher frequency. That is the whole point of this particular time period. And it's been predicted by many, many cultures, many different belief systems for many years, that this particular time period is one of great transformation and transition. The Earth goes through this kind of thing periodically, not all the time, but periodically. And so we are in another one of those time periods. So if you incarnated now, you are here to help usher in a new consciousness onto the planet, a higher frequency, or one might say an ascension consciousness. So that's the whole point of what's going on in this time period. Okay? So I think those are really valuable pieces of information to remember, that the symptoms that you mentioned, some of the experiences that we are all having, are ascension symptoms. And we need to just keep in mind, it's a long process. It's not an overnight thing. This isn't going to take one, it's not going to take 1 or 2 years. It's going to be a generation or two. We're not going to see the fruition of it in our lifetime, but the generation behind us will, or the generation after that will. And so we are here to do our part in the expansion of consciousness, in the opening of the way.
We're the way showers.
We truly are, truly are. And as I said at the very beginning, I'm honored to be here, delighted and grateful. We are blessed to be in this consciousness. We are blessed to be here at this time. And it's challenging, because change is never easy. After we change, we are always grateful and we go, well, that wasn't so bad. Things actually got better. Most of the time when we make changes, things get better. But we want to hold on to it and dig our little heels and go, no, 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 I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change. And in fact, that's not the plan. Right?
Well, and we're breaking and we're literally being removed from the illusion, the matrix that we have been all encased in. And, you know, because we've lived our lives thinking, you know, we can get in our car and go get groceries and pay our bills and go to work and, you know, raise our children, that we've been free. Well, I'm here to tell you, we've never been free.
Oh, no. The planet is definitely not free.
But I want to make sure that I remind all of you to stay as an observer. Observe everything around you, okay? Without any level of judgment, regardless of what you may see or witness on this planet. Another thing that I really want to make sure that you guys understand is that what we're witnessing is the resistance of the old paradigm yelling and screaming and pitching a fit.
That's really true.
Of... They don't want it. They are resisting the higher frequencies.
Right.
You'll see
absolutely.
People going off the Richter scale. You'll see people having a behavior pattern that you just shake your head and go, are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Right.
Do not buy into any of this stuff that's going out there, you know, out in our world right now, because it's going to be important for you not to get sucked back into that entrapment.
Right. And I think you bought the perfect word. It's resistance to the change. That's what people are reacting to, is resistance to the change. And so it's real important to recognize that for what it is.
Yes. And, you know, and I have mentioned before, too, and then we're going to start taking you guys' calls, but I really wanted to do a serious deep dive into this because everything
it's
is
important.
Speeding up. It's so speeding
right.
up. You know, like I was telling my girlfriend yesterday, I said, I'm finding my mind is working, processing things like a computer.
Yes.
The problem I'm having with that is my mouth and my body is way behind. It's like I can't catch up with my mind.
I think there are probably a lot of people who are having that experience. You know, your mouth can't move as fast as your mind, and it's very challenging. That's funny. It's really true, too.
But it's the truth because all of a sudden I'll be on a thread of thought.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just out of the blue, because my mind's
mm-hmm.
already is 10 times fast ahead of me. And all
right.
of a sudden I'll switch gears and I'm talking about something totally different.
Absolutely.
And I do recognize, matter of fact, I called a friend, said, I have a serious question to ask you. She says, oh, okay. I said, now put your intuitive cap on. She said, oh, okay. And I said, can you tell me if I'm developing Alzheimer's or dementia? I thought she was going to come through that phone.
Huh.
She started laughing so hard on the phone. I'm over here dead serious now. And I'm going, I don't think it's very funny what I'm asking you. And she said, Leilani, she says, welcome to the ascension.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, exactly. My God. But a serious note, if any of mm-hmm. you feel like that you have any level of medical issues, do the right thing for yourself. Pick up
Absolutely.
The phone, make an
yeah.
appointment, and go
right.
and have it checked out.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right, definitely.
You're too important to take that type of a risk, okay? And sometimes we can get confused between the difference of an ascension symptom versus something that's really happening to the physical body. Okay, so I want to make sure that we make that clear to all of you as well, because each of you are extremely important. You are an expert, and I'm going to use that word. You are here on this planet at this very time during the ushering in the new golden era, because you were an expert having the right level of knowledge to be here today to be a part of ushering in that golden era.
Yes. If you're here today, there's no mistake.
None. Okay? So I want you guys to really sit with yourselves and think about what I just said to you, okay? And I don't normally use words like that, an expert, but you're actually, even though we volunteered to come, you had to have the knowledge, the expertise, the spiritual tool sets to be at this time on this planet for the golden age. End of story. You can talk all nonsense you want, but at the end of the day, that is why you're here.
True. That's absolutely true.
So are you ready to take calls? I'm sure.
Yes, I am. I'm sure.
They're going, oh, Leilani's on her roll again.
Yes, well, let's talk to some of the folks out there in the audience. That would be fun.
I did want to give out Anne's personal email address to you if you'd like to reach out to her, and that is A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900 at iCloud.com. Again, that email is AMT. 9900@icloud.com. On that note, I'd like to welcome area code 509 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good afternoon or good evening. My name is Erica and I'm calling from Washington State.
Nice to have you with us this evening.
Thank you so much.
So,
I have enjoyed
this discussion.
Yes.
Well, thank
and
you.
And actually, my question kind of ties a little bit to it. I work at the schools, and last week I was in health class. I was, you know, a health teacher. And I actually would play a ton of videos regarding the reality of food. And I would play, like, what is really in your food? And it would tell, like, oh, you know, Red 40. It would show, like, foods that are banned in Europe but are not banned
right.
in the U.S. And it would explain why they're banned. So, like, which ingredients. So
right.
It was super awesome. I really, really enjoyed it, and I thought it fit really well with me. Just to open up their eyes as you guys were speaking, I think that oftentimes we're not aware of what we're really eating, you know, consuming, and just I really like the idea of growing our own veggies. And my mom, for example, she has a ton of trees, apricots, cherries, like all kinds of trees. She loved to grow fruit. And also she bought a big freezer that she can, like a chest freezer, she can just freeze up peppers or tomatillos or whatever she would like. So, yeah.
That's so wonderful.
I think it ties up
real
very well.
I'm so happy to hear that you're bringing that into the education format. That's wonderful that as a teacher,
yes.
you're bringing that consciousness into the school. That thank you for that. That's huge.
Yeah, it was a high school, and I sub, so I kind of just fill in, and I just really wanted, I thought I could help the kids understand a little bit, even if it's, you know, just, you know,
well,
little
you,
things.
You
like,
did
oh,
help. You did help.
Mountain Dew is bad.
Well, that's not little. Those aren't little things. Those are big things.
Huge.
Those are big
and
things.
Then I would
yeah.
have them write like little like assignments, like write 10 things that cause cancer, and they would write like microwaves and all just different ideas. And I wanted them to be concerned about their surroundings and like what they intake as well. So yeah.
And I wanted to
great. Good for you.
Boring.
I want to bring to the table, Erica, if I may.
Yeah, go for it.
I rest my case when I say that each of you are experts and are here on the planet to be a catalyst, usher in the golden era. So, I got so much goosebumps on me right now. Goosebumps. My whole body is in got goosebumps. How powerful you have taken your, what I'm hearing is you're following what you came here to do is to enlighten, to bring the wisdom and the knowledge to young minds. That's going to play a very important role as we dive deeper into the golden era. And just think, you are the catalyst for that.
That's really important, Erica.
Yeah, and you know, I recently, not too long ago, I want to say about less than a month ago, I realized what I really want to do in life. I mean, I know that I want to go into law school, but I realized that I really am passionate about this topic specifically. Like I want to be one of those attorneys that sues these big companies and just because of the fraud that they commit, you know, I came to the conclusion that they are killing us without us knowing.
Yes.
And that's just my personal opinion.
Yes.
You know, there's all kinds of lawsuits all the time. For example, Oral-B was recently sued this month in April for having ingredients that cause cancer in the floss. And years ago, the hazelnut spread that everybody loves, I forgot what it's called, Nutella, they were sued by, you know, regular people that, you know, argued there is zero hazelnut in the Nutella. It's pretty much sugar and I don't know what other ingredients. But, like they have a big picture of Nutella and I'm not sure, I mean, obviously the plaintiff's the one. I'm not sure how they still have a little hazelnut on the label and they haven't, you know, changed the label. I just think it's so much cheaper to just pay out a person who's upset about the situation than like the corporation, you know, they're still fooling so many other people. They're still making all this profit, millions. And so it's just easy to pay off somebody who's upset about the truth. So I think I'm
even
really
simple
about that.
As simple as them putting on a product the word natural. And when you begin to dissect the ingredients on there, there's nothing natural about it.
Yeah, that's very misleading, isn't it? That's totally annoying.
Juice.
It's really annoying. It's like,
non-concentrated and concentrated is one of the videos that we were playing. And, you know, kids would actually pay attention. Some, I'm not going to say all of them, but I just, even the teacher, like the assistant, one of them approached me and she's like, so amazed. She's like, oh my God, I love you. Thank you so much for all this. I wish you could stay forever. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm good.
In and out, do your job, right?
Yeah, but I felt really good about just having that opportunity. I felt like it was definitely meant to be, and
Which goes right into line with our conversation tonight.
Absolutely.
And
I love Erica. I love the idea. Oh, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm gonna be having fun. Suing all these big corporations.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I totally support your goal. You could be a brilliant environmental attorney.
Yes.
Oh,
I agree.
Environmental law. That's what the field is, and that's what you want to do. It's excellent. Consumer products and environmental law. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Thank you so much for that info. Consumer law.
And it's really your destiny. It's really your destiny. And it's going to take you a little while. Just stick to the plan. You have a vision. Follow your vision. Stick to the plan. Do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, in the community of people. Find your community. Find other people who care about this with you. So that you get support and, you know, have some camaraderie. Reach out and find who they are. I don't do politics at this point. It's so insane. But Robert Kennedy Jr. or is it Joseph Kennedy? Which is the Kennedy guy that's doing all the environmental law?
It's Robert, yeah.
Right? Okay. So Robert is doing a lot of this kind of law. You might want to look into one of his organizations just to get an idea of what they actually do, because they're constantly busy and they have sued a lot of big corporations and they have won many cases.
Oh, nice. I mean, I'm not in it for
money. Yeah, they have been.
Nice.
No. Well, the money. See, the thing about it is if you do really follow your heart, you do what your soul is agreed to come to the planet to do, you'll be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you'll be a billionaire, but you'll be taken care of. You'll make enough of a living to have a life, you know, and that's all you care about.
Yeah.
So you're not worried about doing the money part of it. You're worried about doing the job. So do some research, find out what they do, get their history a little bit, and a lot of other people. I mean, I knew some environmental lawyers who made a lot of money, and they did very, very well.
Really?
pursued a lot of people that were doing some bad things. So it's very possible, but I see that as a really great step for you. You've come to the planet to make it better.
Awesome. I think, and my second one was, but I also want to do at the same time, if possible, is medical malpractice. I feel like doctors are already getting paid for just even seeing us. They're already charging their insurance or us out of pocket. So what's the point of really taking care of us, giving us quality care? And oftentimes, in my opinion, the majority of the times, they're just overlooking, you know, the issue, and we end up, you know, having further issues. And
that's the point, though, Erica, because what your passion is, along with the medical, basically goes hand in hand with each other. And so if you can swing it, I would have knowledge in both fields where you can link and tie the two in relationship to each other, because that's what you're going after is the plan that was put in place decades ago for the demise of humanity.
Oh. I mean, yeah, and
it's
I understand
simple
it.
As that.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
you
I
do.
Think. And well, I
let
don't
me,
know.
Let,
I just
let me
to be,
say one. Let me say.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Let me
no,
say
no,
one thing.
Fine.
This is a multi-year trajectory that we're talking about because you're going to have to finish law school, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the time you do that, the medical system will have transformed itself, that it will not be the way it is today. And it's
Correct.
Going to be a much, it's going to be a much more corporate environment even than it is now, but it's going to be more widespread, and there are going to be different kind of people, and people are going to be able to select more of the type of healthcare that they want because they know that we're, you know, corporatized in some certain levels. So it's going to all merge, as Leilani said, it's going to all merge together, and it's going to be
mm-hmm.
in that category of protecting the consumer, the human person or persons or communities from corporate entities that are abusing humanity on multiple levels.
For their own gain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. FDA, mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a joke when you think about it. You know, the FDA and, you know, all these food regulation,
yeah,
all these, it's a farce.
big pharma, the FDA, all of our government bodies that should be protecting us might need a little tuning up.
When you start digging in, though, you find out they're interrelated with each other. And they work together for one goal, and that is to enrich themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like our government, our local government.
It's that simple. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and yet people are suffering because of it. And, you know, when
mm-hmm.
we feel like, and we're starting to understand we cannot lean on the people that we thought were the professionals and the authority within that field.
Mm-hmm.
And we need
yep.
people like you to rise up to make that difference. And, you know, you're just I just love, Anne, how this unfolds where we can talk about something and getting calls from people that is right in alignment with what we were just talking about.
And who are doing it on a daily basis. It's absolutely wonderful. Erica, I applaud you. Go forward and do exactly what you've come on the planet to do. It's very important.
Yeah.
It's really important.
So
whatever you need to do.
I also think that personal experiences is what really like triggered my interest. You know, like maybe I was supposed to get sick and get pneumonia and go to 3 different hospitals, and they all kept saying I had nothing until I ended up going to the last one and he cared and found out what I had. Like maybe all these situations there was a point for them, because now today I feel like, okay, you know what? I really care about this and I really want to do this and that,
absolutely,
you know, and it has shape and,
yes,
you know, I didn't realize that, though,
yes,
but now, you know, I do. So my question was,
that's important, because sometimes, yeah, we have to do that. Sometimes we have to do that in order to bring it to our consciousness.
Mm-hmm. And that just goes to say, we literally go through experiences training us to a higher level of wisdom and knowledge that is the catalyst that activates that seed within us, which is has happened to you. It took you to experience that to become that catalyst to open up that doorway for you.
Mm-hmm.
And look where you are, this conversation we're having today. God, I love it.
Yes.
And what you're going to be doing in 10 years, really important. It's wonderful.
So did you have a question for us real quick?
Oh, yes. sometimes I find like I kind of speak what I, you know, what I feel, and these kind of topics I would like tell the kids and just, you know, but I sometimes get myself in little embarrassing situations. And there was a coworker. I'm kind of embarrassed to go back to that school just because I feel like I kind of made myself look like a fool a little bit. And I hope I didn't make that bad impression.
What would you possibly have done that was foolish?
We were talking about I was talking about how once I drove to California and like I ended up going to the beach with family. Didn't realize how tired I was. I fell asleep, and then when I woke up, like I literally was so dark. I had tanned so badly, and I didn't realize because I just fell asleep. And then he's like, "Oh yeah, something like that happened to me." This other teacher, Juan, and he was saying that happened kind of in Hawaii, and he got blisters, and he was like, you know, it was pretty bad, like second degree burns. And then I was like, "Oh yeah, it's because you're white." You know, I said that it's because you're white. And that some kids were walking by and they're like, "Oh, you're rude," or something like that. Like, they didn't know what we were talking about anyway, but they just felt like maybe it wasn't appropriate.
Well,
and
you know, you have to explain yourself when you say things like that so that people understand what you're talking about. And you have to be discerning the environment in which you do that. And people also need to know not to take things out of context. If kids were walking by and they heard you make that comment out of context, they wouldn't understand the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the conversation was okay with the person who was engaged in the conversation with you, and that you were having an intelligent conversation talking about people getting sunburned. But meanwhile, not take it out of context.
We need, as a human race, need to get over and beyond feeling, and I watch people walk around all the time taking everything personal and making everything insulting, which that's so far from the truth. You know, I have black friends that I actually adore, and I will make reference, you know, you're black. And they don't take offense to it because, and why would you? And they know me well enough to know that I don't say things to hurt anybody. And if I feel like I do, of course, I naturally would just apologize. Oh, that came out incorrectly. Please forgive me for that. But that's very, very rare. Because I'm very mindful of what I say, but that's part of the problem we're seeing today is capitalizing on things and wasting their time and energy on things they shouldn't be. And that's part of
exactly.
And that's part of the creation. They want us against each other.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's absolutely true.
Well,
so again, pay attention to what you say, be mindful of your words, and just move forward. Go back to that school or any other school, doesn't matter. Go back, do what you want to do, continue your work.
And by the way, it's nothing to worry about, and they'll receive you quite well, actually. It's you that hasn't let go of it.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't really seem to have a problem with, you know, what we were having afterwards, you know, the next following days. Like, I don't know. He didn't seem to be upset, maybe a little bit.
Then why is it an issue?
Because.
Yeah, why is it an issue?
The nosy kid that was walking, I think, he just made it, like, make it seem like I really offended him. Wasn't my intention. And I even said, that happens to my brother, because
he's eavesdropping and taking things out of context. He wasn't part of the conversation. If he's got questions, say to him, what are your questions? I'll be happy to answer them, but don't make judgments about things you don't know.
That's right. And personally, I feel like, okay, I know that 18, you become an adult, but I got to be honest about this. I feel like, really, you're still green behind the ears. You think you know everything about life, but I'm here to tell you, you don't have a clue until you get out on your own and start working a job, paying your bills, and going through life experiences. Then you come back and see me, and we can sit down and have a conversation. And there's a lot to be said about experience in life, because we draw upon those experiences all the time, and their minds are still fresh and new. They haven't experienced things like you and I have. You were probably like that as well at that age. And, you know, they can't relate. They just can't, even though they try. Now, there are people at that age, man, they blew me away. How they can articulate a conversation, the knowledge they have, et cetera, et cetera. We could, you know, do a whole show on just that. But I think you got the gist of that. So, just, you're the one who's carrying it. You give yourself permission to let it go, go back to the school, and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
And Erica, I want to mention a little book. Go ahead.
I just don't know. Like, I'm super embarrassed with him now. Not the kid, but like the teacher.
Don't be. Relate directly to this person. Relate to him like you normally would relate to anybody, and say, hey, if anybody took offense, I'm really sorry. That was not my intention, as I'm sure you know. And just move on about your daily life, and you know, be friendly and direct with this person. Don't assume anything. I was going to tell you about a book. Have you ever read a book called The Four Agreements?
No.
Okay. Get a copy. It's by a guy named Miguel Ruiz. Very interesting book. And there are four agreements. And one of them is don't take anything personally. Another one is do your best. Do your best. Let your word be your integrity. And there's another agreement. Read the book. It's called The Four Agreements. Everybody out there in the audience, read The Four Agreements. It really is basic stuff to help you get through life. Don't make assumptions about anything. Be direct, be friendly, be who you are. Go back, do whatever you got to do. And if you have any questions, say, hey, you know, I didn't mean anything by it. I hope you didn't take any offense. I know the kid who walked by certainly did, but that was out of context. So I know you know what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So don't worry about it. Just be who you are.
Mm-hmm. So do you pick up anything? I just, like I said, I know I need to let it go, but I'm just like very embarrassed. Like, what if, you know, he thinks that, you know, I'm just rude
he doesn't. Just don't create anything that's not there.
He didn't even think about it.
No, he didn't give it a lot of airtime. The kid did, but the kid is out of context and is not learning what he needs to learn. And probably if you have a chance to have a conversation with a kid, you might say, you know, when you take things out of context, you don't understand the whole flow of the conversation. But no, this other person, forget it. There's not a, you're making a bigger deal out of it.
He didn't even think about it as you said it. Let alone spare, like Ann said, he didn't give it any airtime. Like he didn't go home or drive home thinking about, I can't believe she said that to me. He didn't even do any of that. So you've been fretting off for no reason, so to speak. So I'm going to leave you with that, Erica. It was a real pleasure to have spoken with you. Keep us posted. And if you're on Facebook, look me up, Leilani Graham, and send me a friends request. I'd love to have you as part of our group there.
Okay.
It's very spiritually based, and you'll find a lot of a lot of people that are extremely knowledge in their field on my page.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to put, shall I disconnect you or do you want to stay on hold?
I can stay on hold.
Fair enough.
You take care, Erica. It was a pleasure. You bet.
Good evening.
Good evening to
you
as well. We love you and appreciate you. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and welcome area code 434 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from?
Khalil Reed, calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
I was just thinking about you the other day. Were you picking up on my vibes or what?
Not sure.
Where are you calling from again, Khalil?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Charlottesville. I have been to your town, and it's really beautiful.
I know it. So it's good.
I was wondering if I'm going to do the paint, because we had a bridge where you could do art, and I was wondering if they brought it back, like if you see them bringing it back. That's my first question. Is if you see them bringing the art thing back where you can legally, you can do it legally to where you can spray paint on the bridge, because they took it away, and I don't know if they brought it back. Because I've seen some graffiti on the bridge again, and they had it so people wouldn't go tag and do other, like railroads and other people's properties and cars and stuff.
Yeah, they're not going to bring that back exactly because of the damage that other people have complained about. But, Khalil, what you could do is try to contact any of the community organizations that might be involved in this kind of process and see if you can either get involved yourself or find out what's going on to create a different area in Charlottesville, because it's a valuable service to be able to do that, because, you know, people put graffiti out there anyway, so you might as well, you know, focus it so that it can be a whole creative thing, right?
Right.
But it would be really useful if you could try to find yourself getting just a little bit involved in the community, so you might have a little bit of influence or meet some of the people who make some of these decisions, because it would be great.
Yeah.
Are you willing to try?
Yeah, I am.
That'd be great. I mean, I think you could contribute to your community, and I think you have some valuable stuff to share. I really think, you know, you could build some bridges of community relationships that would not only support the art, but would support the community. And I think that would be really positive and wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And also,
yeah, and you have a lot of energy.
Thank you. Also, I was watching this movie called Star Kid.
Okay.
And there was a scene where the kid, I don't know if I've talked to you about this scene, but there was a scene where a kid got paint dumped all over him. Did I tell you about that?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, he got paint dumped all over him, even on his face. And I was just wondering if, like, let's say they got on his eyes. I was wondering if that was real paint, if that was actually body paint, or if that was just fake paint that they use. And
no, it would be fake paint that they use. Yeah, that would be fake paint because real paint would do damage and be harmful.
Okay, so that's not Okay.
Sorry.
So thanks. All right, thank you.
Yeah, you don't want to use real paint on bodies. It has to be special body paint, and you never want to get it near face and eyes unless it's non-toxic special body paint. So,
mm-hmm.
so that should help you with that decision, okay?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Cleo, it was really good to hear your voice. You get going on your projects and keep us posted, okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
Otherwise,
I'm going to...
Remember, we love you and appreciate you. Shall I disconnect you or put you back on hold?
Disconnect.
Fair enough. You have a good evening and sleep well.
Thank you.
Good night to you.
Bye.
Okay, I'd like to go ahead and come, let's see, area code 504 to USC. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening. This is Debbie from Louisiana.
Hi, Debbie. Good to hear your voice.
You too.
You were another one I was just thinking about.
I was wondering.
Oh, my gosh. I'm serious. You know, it's interesting because I actually take note of everyone.
Wow.
It fascinates me that I actually do that because, you know, I'll be working and stuff and I'll go, well, I haven't heard Cleo's voice in a while. I haven't heard Patricia's voice in a while. Debbie hasn't called in for a while. Huh. They're busy. Anyway, with that all said, how are you doing and what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to ask the both of you about the energy right now because I have a little group that meets once a month, and there was a lot of viruses, I guess spiritual viruses in the air. And I was feeling all of them before. One was lethargy, some was shadow work, but two of them were bacteria and funguses. We just had a flood here. I don't know if you knew. And the energy since the eclipse, it's just like it is what's the word I'm looking for? It's like walking in molasses, if that makes sense. I'm not in a bad headspace.
Yeah, yeah.
It does.
But physically, it's like molasses. You're just moving at a slow pace. And I'm just wondering if you could, both of y'all, could kind of tell me what's going on. And it's the people around me, too, not just me. Like, what could we do to, we did, you know, some clearing and stuff, but I still feel it. I'm very sensitive, though.
Well, you're perceptively sensitive. I wouldn't make it, I think it's a positive. I really think it's a positive. And you're accurate about the energy. Yeah, and one of the things that's going on is that you're seeing the distinctive qualities of things that are being let go. And mm-hmm. so it feels kind of like everything is sluggish because things are falling away or dissipating or dissolving. And so, and we're also in the middle of a Mercury retrograde and a couple of other things that make it very complicated and diffuse and all that stuff. So it's going to shake out. It's working its way in the direction it needs to, but it's just rather what I call dense right now, you know? So just continue doing what you're doing. It's important work. It's valuable. And what this whole time period is for is to usher us into a period of initiation to a higher. So what you're perceiving is the higher frequency, and you're feeling like, how do I get through the cement because it's so dense? Because mm-hmm. you are aware of, your perception is attuned to what's evolving, and you're moving your way through what is leaving, and it feels dense. Mm. It's like you're done with it. And so you're letting it go, but it hasn't quite gone yet, right? So it's still in process and it's moving in that direction. And, you know, your soul and spirit is going, well, I know it's better and faster and higher and better frequency than this, so what's the problem, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're still driving the old car, but you've got the new car on order and you know it's coming next Tuesday, but you're still driving the old car and it just seems real sluggish and real slow and really not desirable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the analogy that I would suggest to you. And just keep doing what you're doing with your group. Your spiritual group is powerful. It's wonderful. You're actually, you've got some nice energy around it. Attune yourself to the divine I am, the masters in the universe, the God consciousness, the God goddess energies. And
the divine mother.
Divine mother, absolutely. And just continue your work because you guys are all being initiated and moved. I'll say forward, it's not really forward, it's expansive, but you know, you're being moved into a more expansive consciousness. And you're also helping a lot of people. By doing the work that you're doing there, it's expanded around you and it's radiating out in all directions, and so it's helping a lot of other people in that environment just as well, okay?
Okay.
People that you don't
people
know.
That,
okay.
Well, like even my brother-in-law, he's not a very spiritual person, but he's having stomach problems. He thought it was food poisoning, but I know it's not food poisoning, but I can't say anything because...
Well, you can say, go check it out.
Weird. True.
You can say, go check it out. I'm sure you're good, but, you know, just check it out to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was thinking he was just processing the old, like getting rid of it maybe.
And that's... And that could be true. And sometimes when we do stuff like that, it affects us physiologically. So as Leilani said, you know, earlier in the segment, just always go check it out. And you can check it out with whatever health practitioner you want. You know, it can be your herbalist, your acupuncturist, your chiropractor, your doctor, your therapist, whatever. But, you know, whatever works for each individual. But check it out.
Okay.
And even though we're processing the energy and that may be the actual origin of the issue, it's really valuable to have somebody with some expertise to help us process that energy, right?
Okay.
That makes sense.
I have a healthy,
right.
Yes, I have a healthy distrust. We all do of a healthy distrust of doctors for obvious reasons.
Yeah, you know, that's a healthy attitude.
That's a healthy Amen attitude. On that one.
Yeah.
And that would be a fact.
I want to just tell you, because everything, the theme is tonight, like something popped up on my phone and it's a movie. Somebody else mentioned a movie. It's called The Greatest Hit, and it just came out on Hulu. And the theme of the movie is that humans have the capacity to let go. And it's a very spiritual movie. It involves like different timelines and things. It just really moved me. I think people would enjoy it, especially, you know, people that would listen to y'all's show, for sure. Especially Leilani and those timelines,
thank you.
You know? She would love it.
God, you girl, you got my number, I tell you. Well, just keep in mind, Debbie, there's no one on the planet that is not feeling these ascension symptoms. Okay.
Absolutely.
And it's taxing the physical body, but it's not just happening to the physical body. It's happening on an emotional, mental, spiritual, all timelines, all lifetimes, all 365 levels. We are purging all of that as we speak. And at the same time, we're integrating all the light codes that is flooding the planet, okay, which is, of course, the golden era. All these encodements are literally coming in. Matter of fact, I shared some pictures with Anne that a friend of mine that came to visit with me yesterday afternoon. Girl, I am telling you, you can literally see the codes. And these pictures were taken during the day in broad daylight with a camera right here in Arizona. And the codes are very distinct. But what's even more fascinating is it had a light being in the midst of all those codes coming in and all these orbs everywhere. And these, I didn't even make a dent on sharing some of these pictures with Anne. And this is literally, because it's one thing, because many of us can't see the codes. We can talk about it. We can, you know, share all the different elements of it, da-da-da-da-da. But to see it visually is another matter. And my friend was able to capture this on camera, and she shared it with me yesterday. She even took videos. And let me tell you, because I see codes. I see sacred geometry all the time, and I was even blown away.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Post it on your Facebook.
I could not. You know what? I shall, because some of the pictures that she took was the encodements coming in before, during, and after the solar eclipse. And she's taking those on a daily basis. And I couldn't even believe my own eyes when I saw those pictures. And she was kind enough to share it with me. But I will. I'll actually post it on my Facebook page. I was going to do it today, but I got really busy. On my end, so I wasn't able to do that. But I'm telling you, Devin, when you see them, you're not going to believe it. You're just not going to. My point is that we're literally integrating these codes, okay? And it's happening daily. Yesterday, we had another massive shift. So think of you waiting from your knees down in this lower density of all the purging that's happening, and then from your knees up, you're integrating these higher frequencies. And then all the symptoms along that comes. Yeah. And so this is where Anne and I were talking about. It's very imperative that we get extra sleep. We must get more rest, eating proper foods to help support the physical body. But I think once you see those pictures, that'll really drive what Anne and I have been talking about tonight to a whole different level. Then you're going to go, oh, my God, now I get this. I understand.
Do you get like a beta belly when you're processing? Like I will swell up and then it'll just go down. Like it's like I'm taking it in. So uncomfortable. Yes. Okay.
Well, Debbie, you got to keep in mind you're helping to process those energies through your body to be transmuted into the higher frequencies, into the light. So part of us are also becoming filters where we're, you know, that's processing that lower frequency so that it can be transmuted. And that's what's happening to you.
There's also an aspect, and I hope Eric is still listening, because there's an aspect where if you take on physical experiences, like she mentioned she had pneumonia, or if you, you know, take on physical reactions like, you know, your belly gets swollen and that kind of thing, it's what we call path cutting. You're cutting a path through that knowledge base or that experience so that you can access the information and learn what it's doing and deal with the ascension symptoms as we move into higher frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just remember, like Leilani said, get lots of rest, drink plenty of water. Avoid stress as possible. I mean, none of us can avoid it totally, but do the best you can. And take care of your physical instrument to the best of your ability. Move around, walk, do whatever it takes to just adapt to the new energies. But yes, what you're describing are typical ascension symptoms.
Okay. Wow.
And
so
was it your brother or brother-in-law that you
mentioned? It was my brother-in-law. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And see, he's a great example of every man, woman, and child on this planet are experiencing it. And the fortunate is that you have the skill sets and the understanding of what's happening where those that haven't quite explored the stuff that we understand. And so they're trying to figure out because it causes confusion for them personally. But I promise you, he is integrating those codes. And he will have those light bulb moments and he'll go, oh, my gosh. And this is where you will kick in and help him to be able to assimilate and integrate the golden era.
Yeah, he lets
Does
me
that
do,
make sense?
I don't know if you, yeah, you, I don't know if you know what a Zydo or an Itovi is. It's like a Fitbit, but it tells you what system is off. And he used to make fun of me, but
yes.
he allowed me to do it yesterday. So, you know, I kept
I rest
cool.
my
I
case.
I didn't make a big deal.
Right.
And he
right.
came up with lymph glands. So his lymph was being attacked. And it was kind of odd. He had some of the same things that I called for, which was some of the same herbs and some of the same organs.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's really interesting. Because we're not similar at all, but maybe we are, you know. But he is so not what's the word? He's not open to this, and he even was calling me like a Scientologist or something. I'm like, okay, I'm not.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Well,
it's funny, but
and what's interesting is he is awakening. Okay.
It really is.
And as we continue navigating through into the new era, you're going to see him, his soul is going to respond to these encodements. And so this was a jump start for him by allowing you to do that. And so that's already telling me he's on his way to
wow.
fully awakening.
Well, that's a hard case. He was
he just,
a hard case, let's put it that way.
He just doesn't, he doesn't know it yet.
He just doesn't well, know it. Yeah.
Okay.
Good job,
that's
Debbie.
Nice. Thank you. It was nice speaking to you. And a young
like,
person
like,
before.
Like we,
I love a young, I, little young girl. She just reminds me of like a little Spitfire that, you know, you need that kind of energy that's ready to jump in. And,
yeah.
oh,
you know,
yeah. oh yeah,
I don't have it anymore,
yeah, definitely.
But I think it's fantastic.
Well, everybody,
that she's on
everybody's,
fire.
Everybody's got their contribution, Debbie. So you're doing your job in the perfect way for this moment in this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we need those younger people that can come in with that great energy and do creativity and make new things and, you know, see the vision from a different set of eyes. So everybody plays their role and everybody matters. Everybody's important.
That's
everybody
right.
has their unique, very unique piece in the mosaic. And if you remove one piece, it doesn't look quite right. It's not the same thing.
You know, that's interesting you said that, Anne, because for years I used to say, I cannot fulfill my mission without you.
Right. It's absolutely true.
What?
Absolutely true.
Oh,
we're all interdependent on each other.
And you understood
wow.
that, Debbie, right? I cannot fulfill my mission without you.
It
yeah.
came up in the group last night with saying with the lethargic energy that is almost like a viral energy. You know, you have to be careful not to catch it. It was, despite this, when you clear it, don't let it stop you from your life mission. And everything was to add that into that affirmation, which was new for us. The group leader added
yep.
that in, and I was like, okay, that's new. Whatever is happening, don't let that stop you from this. And you just said it,
absolutely.
And I just kind of went, you heard me do that, huh? I went, Leilani,
and let me tell you how
night.
It doesn't surprise me. You know, it just does not. I actually was in two different places today besides being in my home doing what I needed to do. So I welcomed my girlfriend's first grandchild into the world. I was literally standing in the room with the mother as she was giving birth. And then I was over here helping another individual that was having a little bit of challenges. And so I went in to clear the space and help to give her the strength that, you know, that she felt she may need. And so I was standing next to her. And yet at the same time, I'm cutting meat over here so I can put it in my freezer.
Yep.
Oh, geez.
And I have people tell me all the time, Leilani, you came to see me yesterday.
Oh, wow. You bi-located.
I do it all the time. And sometimes I don't even realize I'm doing it because maybe the soul is thinking about me or help, I need some support or whatever. And then all of a sudden it just draws me there. Because I'm very multidimensional.
Well, you're probably calling me and the other guy to the show. You think that you're probably like picking up the phone and saying, call in tonight. Well, and I saw Ann was on. I was like, okay, I'm calling in. I haven't called in a couple of weeks, you know. And I was like,
and this
okay,
was
I
just,
gotta call.
This was just
yeah,
days ago I did that. I was making a mental list. I'm going, well, I haven't heard Cleo's voice. I haven't heard
of
Debbie. I haven't heard from Patricia. I mean, I was making this mental list. I'm so tuned in to you guys. And I talk about
we
you guys all the time,
telephone.
Don't I, Ann?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Well, you're part of our spirit family.
Yeah.
Yay, I love that. And it was funny when Ann said, I'm driving the old car and thinking about the new car. I literally am driving an old car thinking about my new car. And the transmission was like shifting gears. It's going like, it's like not picking up speed. And I'm thinking, oh, no, you know, it's still moving. But when you use that analogy, I was like, okay, I could just keep talking.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, okay, I have to add it. But that's
got
really
it.
What is happening.
Got it.
And you use the car.
Yeah.
Which means
spirit,
then I have to
spirit
get a job
works in
to
wonderful
support.
Ways.
Yeah, and it's like, it's
but
time
you
to
will,
go back to
but
work.
All of it's going to work.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
It's all going to work. It's all going to work. And you know, Debbie,
I'll
something to
know.
Keep in mind, when you hear the same message from different sources, like you said, oh, we had that in our group last night, we were talking about that, and then tonight on the show, we're talking about it again. When you hear the same message from different sources in the universe, spirit is speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
The day we flooded, people were asking me for rides, and I said, I'm not going out today. And it was the day we flooded, a lot of people lost their cars. And I was like, mm-mm.
Well, thank
I know
goodness.
Going to be bad.
You knew.
Oof. Yeah,
you were
bad.
You were paying attention to that inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
And
you knew
and
not
I don't
to,
have to
do
question
it.
It as much. Like before, it was like,
good.
No, I'm being kind of mean. I need to do no. It was like no, mm-mm, no.
Good. Good.
I get people
good.
That get upset with me when they'll say, oh, what, I would like for you, says, we can do this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, no. What do you mean? I'm going, because I'm very obedient to my own personal soul and with the masters that I work with. I trust them 100% and then some. And when they say, no, this would not be a good idea, I don't.
Yay.
Yeah.
It was so nice talking to y'all. I just feel like like-minded.
Oh.
I love it. And it's so good to talk to
y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, and you're part of our global spirit family. So you just know that and remember that, and you keep us posted, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'll be calling.
Good. You take care.
Keep me on.
Well, Debbie, remember this. We love you and appreciate you, and you keep us posted, okay? And don't stay gone too long. But I understand you got things to do to help usher that golden era in. And let your group know that we send our gratitude to each of them as well for their work.
I sure will. I sure will.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Because they're
take care, Debbie.
Yeah, it's very important that they know they're doing great work. So,
yeah,
anyway, Debbie, we're gonna
have cancer. I sure will.
Oh,
we're sending healing and blessings to everyone there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Tell her to consider. Make sure she does her research of apple cider vinegar along with spirulina, the powder form. Mix it together and drink it.
Okay. I'll definitely tell her.
It's all about balancing out the pH balance in the body.
Okay.
And do a detox. And see if that will help support the physical body, but make sure that she, obviously, she's going to follow the directions of her doctor, which is also extremely important.
Well, she just left Arizona. She stayed over there for a little while detoxing. She did have low-dose chemo, but she's back here now. And she said it went down a bit, and I said, you just need a little bit to keep going. Every month it's going to go down.
That's right.
Know? So,
that's absolutely correct.
But I will tell about the apple cider. Yeah.
And this chlorophane, it's very important, okay?
Okay.
There's a lot of research out there. A lot of
research.
Tell her to look into alkalinity and other stuff while she's working with her doctors.
Yes.
Okay.
There's some good information out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, Debbie,
Thank
I'm going to leave you with that. Wonderful to hear your voice. Remember,
you
we
too.
Love you
Both
and appreciate you.
I love y'all,
okay.
too.
Okay. Have a good night, okay?
Good night.
So on that note, I have to apologize to our listeners. Gosh, this tonight.
We're out of time.
I know.
Oh,
and we do have more callers. Please forgive
me.
You guys know you mean a lot to me on answering you guys' calls, okay? And so I'll try to make it up to you guys that on the ones that I didn't get to. But, Anne, I also want to thank you for a great show, as always.
Oh, my pleasure, and I love it, Leilani. Thank you so much, and thank our audience. And I just send love and blessings out there to everyone.
But I also wanted to share with you guys on Thursday night when I'm broadcasting, we have a very special lady that's going to be on the air with me. She's full-blooded Japanese, and she lives in Mount Shasta. She owns an art gallery and also does painting and plays the flute. Wait till you guys see what this woman does. Now, her work entails light encodements. She has been helping to assist anchoring the codes that's been flooding our planet. She's played a huge role, and we're going to have the opportunity to spend some time with her. And I'm just can't wait to share her with all of you. Very well, she is able to read codes and all that kind of stuff, so it's going to be a really exciting show. On that note, though, I did want to share Anne's email with you guys, and that is A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, 9900@icloud.com. On that note, I bid all of you a good night, sleep well, and until our next broadcast, we'll have a good night to all of you. And good night to you, Anne.
Good night, Leilani. Take care, and everybody have a great week.
You do as well. And
Thanks for listening. This has been the Universal Spiritual Connection. If you like what you heard, then be sure to hit like and subscribe. And why not share with like-minded people? Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves.